Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
How often do you need to be reminded that it's Tuesday, Producer Ben?
I'll probably need it a lot.
Yeah. These three-day weekends are great, but just your brain gets screwed. Oh, see, now I have to remember that my trash is moved by a day. Thank God I said it out loud.
Something's
I would have put my stuff out yesterday.
Not right about coming back on a Tuesday.
Don't you like it though? Because the work week just got cut by a day.
I like it.
Or do you? Are you such a man of routine that by losing a Monday, it just kind of screws up your week?
It kind of screws up the week. I feel like we need the whole week off.
But then your next Monday is screwed up because you didn't work for a full week.
I guess
you're just going back like to your elementary, your high school days when you got longer breaks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever right.
I can understand that. How was your holiday weekend?
Very, very busy for
very
me.
Busy?
I'm not used to that either.
Having a busy three-day weekend?
Typically, I've got like one or two things to do, and
right.
then the rest of the time, I'm just relaxing, watching TV or whatever I want to
sure.
do.
Sure. Not this time?
No.
No?
Well,
let's just run down things people do on Memorial Day. Did you have any outside time?
A
little bit? Okay.
Yep.
Did you eat food that was cooked on a grill?
No.
No. Okay. Did you have an adult beverage?
No.
Wow. You were busy not doing other things people do on Memorial Day. Did you go to a movie?
Nope.
Wow.
Did you?
Yes. We got in the last Tom Cruise Mission Impossible.
Oh,
just
nice.
Did it yesterday.
No Lilo and Stitch.
You know what? I have no interest in seeing that live action. None. Zero. Everybody saw it, though. That we'll have that in Sleaze. It was a record-breaking Memorial Day holiday weekend for the box office, and Lilo and Stitch led the way.
Hmm.
Yeah. Now, I enjoyed the cartoon version, the full, but I don't know. There's part of me just is mad at Hollywood because Disney specifically, you have all of these classic animated movies. You just remake them with live action. Somebody around that building's got to have a new idea somewhere. Just start asking. Put it up a comment box. I don't know. But I just want to see some new original material from our friends at Disney. Don't give me a Toy Story 5 or another one.
Yeah.
No.
I see your point.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, we spent a lot of time. We did a screen-in porch. We had it built about a year ago last June. And, now that I'm so infatuated with this birdhouse, we couldn't stop looking around. I've now turned into the guy that understands different bird song, which means I'm clearly getting older.
Okay.
Because people are like, is that? I'm like, nope, there's a wren. That's a cardinal. That's just a crappy sparrow. Don't worry about those. Those just chirp all the time.
So you understand them. Can you sing them?
on the spot? The wren is just kind of a beautiful whistle, whistle. you know what? I'd have to hear cardinals are kind of like high, low, high, low.
Okay.
I swear to you, we saw a cardinal mating ritual going on outside our house just yesterday. So it makes me wonder if our wren family, if 'tis the season for some baby wrens to be coming. So I'll keep an eye on that over the course of the next day or two. Producer Ben is in the Claire chair this morning. Claire back from her family vacation. I think they fly back today. And then we will be on a boat tomorrow. It's just they added some rain to the forecast. In fact, I remember we were talking to the guy who owns the pontoon that we're going to send you out on first, by the way, just to make sure everything's seaworthy.
Okay.
And I was like, hey, I checked out the forecast. It looks great. This was a week ago. He's like, wait 4 hours. It's the state of Iowa. Things are going to change. And he's right. Because back when we were first planning this, tomorrow was supposed to be like a 75 and mostly sunny
day. Nice day.
68, 30% chance of rain while we send you out on the boat tomorrow morning.
But no storms?
It doesn't say storms. It's not like you're going to get shipwrecked anywhere. I think you'll be safe. And, you'll be in the Ellis Harbor, and then we'll send you up the Cedar River just a little bit with an experienced boat captain. And then as long as you survive, then we will have you come back, and then we'll get on it after 9. But the entire show, otherwise, is going to be on the water on a houseboat. So I'm still looking forward to tomorrow. It's just the rain's not quite what we're anticipating.
Okay.
That's just the way it is.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
The Iowa Department of Health reporting the first confirmed case of measles in an unvaccinated adult in central Iowa. This is the first case of measles in Iowa since 2019. Several states have been seeing measles outbreaks with more than 1,000 confirmed measles cases and 3 confirmed deaths this year just in the U.S. Iowa Public Health says the best way to prevent measles, get that measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Well, about a little over a week and a half from the pools officially all being open in Cedar Rapids. So this past weekend, Memorial Day weekend, Knoll Ridge, they were open. Now, they'll stay closed through Friday this weekend, prepare for the end of the school year. So this coming Saturday and Sunday, May 31st to June 1st, Knoll Ridge and Cherry Hill will open up.
Okay.
Then June 6th, Knoll Ridge, Cherry Hill open. Then June 7th to August 3rd, when everybody's out of school and everybody can come lifeguard, Knoll Ridge, Cherry Hill, Beaver, Ellis, Jones opens summer swim passes, punch cards available for purchase. Get those hours, by the way, at the city's website at cityofcr.com/pools. Splash pads also open up this past Saturday, the 24th. Don't forget water turned off, or turned on, rather, 9 o'clock in the morning each day and then turned off at 9 p.m. We're still kind of cool, I think, for splash pad weather, right? 68 today, 70 Wednesday, maybe 74. I tell you, by Friday, 81. Little ones want to go run in the water.
I'm ready for some summer fun.
It just feels like we're due. I remember we had that conversation with Trooper Bob this past Friday because it was kind of like the week started like this last week, right? Just kind of gloomy, not near the rain we had last week, but hoping to get to some sunshine and, yeah, some summer fun for sure. Let's wrap up the buzz. This is the perfect story coming off the Memorial Day holiday. The graves of more than one dozen Civil War veterans that were unmarked in Des Moines have now received white gravestones. A historian named Mike Rowley has a team of four, and they do all of the research, and some of them are unmarked, but at least the actual veterans of many wars dating back to the Civil War throughout the state of Iowa, a lot of those graves went unmarked. So his job with his team is to do the research on the town and on the cemetery, and then they raise the money, and then they put up the gravestones, and they just did this past weekend. That's for really a bunch nice. Of Civil War vets in the Des Moines area. It's to do the service and sacrifice of veterans all the way back to the Civil War. So far to date, Mike Rowley and his team have marked the graves of 400 Iowans who've lost their lives serving our country. It was just the right story coming off of Memorial Day. That's got us feeling all right on this Tuesday morning.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
American Music Awards were last night, hosted by Jennifer Lopez. Your big winners, Billie Eilish, Beyonce, Eminem, all honored. Eilish won in all seven categories she was nominated for, including Artist of the Year, Album of the Year. Gaga, Bruno Mars won for Collaboration of the Year with Die With a Smile. Beyonce was awarded Favorite Country Album. Also won female, favorite female country artist. Janet Jackson receiving the Icon Award. Eminem receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. There was some belief or thought that Taylor Swift was going to make a big announcement. She wasn't even there. And also, I think, lost in all the categories in which she was nominated. Hmm. Where did my next story go? Oh, I was going to talk movies. There it is. This was number one at the, well, number two at the box office was this movie. So Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning opened the best opening they've ever had in any of the eight movies Tom Cruise has been in. $77.5 million. Worldwide, $191 million. That was number two. Number one was Lilo and Stitch at $183 million. Across the globe, $341 million for that Disney remake.
So my prediction was right.
Yes, you thought Lilo and Stitch was going to be a beating out
because of the
kids. Mission Impossible. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Because even though there's a little bit of a discount, you're still bringing a lot of them to the movie theater. And usually movies like that, grandma and grandpa want to go along. It's a family event for sure.
But how was like the eighth Mission Impossible the best-selling one?
I think there's been a lot of buildup. It's technically a sequel to the seventh. And I think people knowing this is the last one in at least Tom Cruise's reiteration, I think that helped push it. It looked exciting. Shannon and I went. Shannon hasn't seen, I think, a Mission Impossible since like number three, and she followed along. They do a very good job of explaining the setup. Basically, AI is trying to take over the world, and Tom Cruise has to protect humanity. What was nice, though, a lot of the people in the auditorium, you could tell, like, I'm a fan. The first one came out in 1996. This thing's been out for 30 years, by the way. There were some nice references back to the original first couple movies. So that was tied up some loose ends, which I thought was a very creative way of doing it. Those stunts, I mean, that Tom Cruise hanging on an airplane, it was a yellow biplane. It's been in all the commercials. That was a good 20-minute sequence. There's also, by the way, red plane he hangs on to.
Doesn't he do real stunts?
He does. As I'm watching them, I'm like, clearly he's not just free holding, right?
Right.
He's got to be strapped on there, but he's still, that's him. They're very, I think very rarely does he actually have a stunt double when he
does
these stunts.
I think that's really cool that he does it.
I do appreciate that for sure. Let's round out your top five. So Lilo and Stitch, Mission Impossible, Final Destination number 3, Thunderbolts at number 2, and Sinners is still getting a lot of attraction and traction at number 5 in the box office. Okay, she went to the University of Iowa. Her name is Diablo Cody. You might know her best from the movie Juno. She was kind of a Hollywood darling right out of the gate with that movie. But she's taking an iconic 80s movie, and she wants to bring it back to the big screen. And that movie is... She's proposing a 9-to-5 remake with Jennifer Aniston attached to the project. So now the question is, do you bring back the original cast? This original cast, by the way, this movie came out in 1980. So we've got Dolly Parton. You've got Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. Now, Dolly's like, not me, quote, we're not going to look that good on the big screen. All of us up there with those beautiful, young, fresh people, I don't know. No word from the other two stars from the movie. We don't have a release date yet. Dolly said 9-to-5, the song's available for them to use, and she'd be happy to write new ones as well.
So is Jennifer Aniston going to be Dolly or what?
I feel... So the movie actually follows the character of Jane Fonda, who goes to work after her husband divorces her. So I don't know if that, because she's actually kind of the main character. Dolly's character is just kind of in there for flavor. And then Lily Tomlin's like the one who's been working at the office the longest, and she's the smartest. And remember, this is in the early 80s, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like male-dominated world. Women are just in the secretary pool. A lot of really strict rules and regulations. Lily has all these great ideas. Dolly Parton is kind of eye candy for the boss. And then you've got Jane Fonda's characters like, I've never been to the workforce before. So also, how do you take that and put that in a 2020s, 2030s environment, right? That's the next big question they've got to figure out. There was an original release date when this was announced a year or two back for this May. Clearly, it's not done yet. So there's no release date yet, but we'll be curious to see when the Diablo Cody remake of 9-to-5 is coming out. That's wrapping up what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.